Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Go with me to Psalm 103. Got to show you something. Psalm 103. We're looking at verse 1. Look what it says here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. You see, this morning when we were doing praise and worship, we were blessing the Lord with our soulish realm, and then we started switching into the spiritual realm. When you heard a bit of tongues coming out, I heard it from people in the congregation. And so we bless the Lord with our soul. We were doing that this morning. And He said, bless His holy name. Did we not say He is holy? Did we not call Him glorious and exalt Him? We were doing that today. Amen. What we do is scriptural. And then He says, watch here now, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not. What does that mean? Don't forget to remember me. Remember that song? I don't remember it either. But anyway, He says, forget not. Everyone say, forget not. And that means don't forget. He's telling you, don't forget something. Now, when God says don't forget it, it means you can forget it. It means a lot of people have forgotten it. A lot of people do forget it. And He said this, watch what He said. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. A-L-L. All. Everyone say all. How much is that?
All.
It's everything. Everything. Right? So He says, and remember this. He says, and don't forget all of His benefits. All of His benefits. Many people just take one benefit of salvation and they leave the rest and they move forward with their lives. They're going sick, they're going broke, they're going divorced, they're going addicted, they're going, God's got benefits. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick, to open blind eyes, to do all of that kind of stuff, to set the captives free. Remember that? Those are some of His benefits.
Amen.
And we're going to remember all His benefits. Everyone say all.
All.
There's a picture for you. All His benefits. See that? I want you to take a snap with your eyes. Okay, you got it? If you got the iPhone 11, you can go. It's got night vision as well. I just found that out. It's got night vision. Yeah, I'll show you how to do it. I learned it before you. And he's how old are you? 17? No, watch. I want you to take a visual of that picture. Right now, let that get in you. There are benefits that you're not utilizing in the kingdom of God. And if God said they're there, why would I not use them? If He did it for me, my wife said that there's spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. That's in Ephesians 1:3. It says that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So all the benefits are there. It's a package full of benefits. It's up to us to go in and take it down with the arm and the eye of faith. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
The first time I said I'm healed, I wasn't. The second time I said I'm healed by the stripes on His back, I wasn't. The 100th time I said it, I wasn't. It took me a long time before I got the revelation that I am. And now I is. So there are some benefits. I want to look at just one or two of them. Verse 3, watch what he says. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. Verse 3, put it up on the screen, please. Watch what he says. He forgives all your iniquities. How many of you believe that when you got saved, he completely made you brand new? Amen. He forgave every single sin. Every sin. Come on. He forgave every single sin you ever committed. Even the ones you forgot about, he forgave you. He made you brand new and he made you righteous that day. He forgives all of your iniquities. How many of you have been forgiven? Let me see your hands. I want to see your hands. There's a lot of people thinking that their sin is what's holding them up. He forgives all your iniquities. What else does he do? He heals all. Everyone say all. What does all mean? Everything. All, right? The sum total. He heals some of. He heals many. He heals the majority. Hey, how about 99.99% like silver? No. He heals how much? All. Every single one that is out there in the world, that's coming in the world, that's been in the world, you are healed from. It's in the benefits and it's in the package. You've got to get this in your spirit. We've got to get this and we've got to take it and make it personal. And there's so many churches that can believe that all my sins have been forgiven. You ask any Christian church, have you been forgiven? Oh, yes, man, yes, man. Have you been healed? Oh, well, now that's another story, brother. They can believe forgiveness of sins and the same scriptures telling you, what about the healing of the body? Well, brother, God heals some and he doesn't heal others. There are some that aren't going to be healed and there's some that are going to be healed. Wow, so God's a gospel casino God. If I get a 7, I get a healing. And I never get 7s. I haven't been to a casino, so I wouldn't know. Yeah, he heals some, he doesn't heal others. What's that? Give me a verse in scripture. That's all. Just give it to me in scripture in 3 places. This is New Covenant. Every single person that came to Jesus for healing, every single one of them, and some that didn't even come to him, got healed. They just got healed. The woman with the issue of blood, she just came and grabbed his garment. Boom, she got healed. They put people, they bring them out in stretches, and thousands of them upon thousands, great multitudes. And the Bible says he healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all. But then you'll get some guy saying to you, well, let's look at the sin in your life, brother. No, no, don't you dig in my life. Dig your own life. Look at your sin, not my sin. Job's friends. Remember? Amen. So he says to us that there are many benefits that are available to us. So salvation is the first one. See, once you got the first one, you're in. You're in the club. Amen. You're now part of the kingdom of God. You're now a joint heir together with Christ. Once you get that, you have now got access to everything else. Why? Because I'm a joint heir together with Christ. And whatever is his is mine. Amen. It's like your children. Whatever is yours is theirs. You're going to give it to them. Amen. Well, that's God. And so the first and the most important thing is salvation. Once you've got salvation, that's benefit number one. Thank God for that. If that's all there was, I'd be as happy as can be. Amen. Amen. But how many of you know when you go and sign up with a job in a company, you say, okay, how much are you going to pay me? And he tells you $150 an hour. You say, well, okay, right? You got to think big, right? And then you say, do I get a car? Great, thank you. I get the car. What else do I get? A car allowance as well for tires and gas. That's wonderful. What else do I get about if, you know, if I wasn't a Christian and could get sick? I don't, but if I could, is there any medical kind of? Oh, that's another benefit. And you get a package of benefits in the company you work for. Now, you'd be crazy. You'd be absolutely crazy if you said to him, no, just give me my salary. I just want my salary. Keep the rest. That's what people are doing with God. That's what they do with God. He says there's benefits. We take salvation. We're just going to scrape into heaven. You're not going to scrape into heaven. You're going into heaven in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. 10/10 of a trillionth of a second. In the twinkling of an eye, boom, you're going to be in heaven. Amen? You're not going to scrape in. His righteousness doesn't scrape in. His righteousness formed heaven. He is heaven. Yes. Come on. Amen. And so there's many other benefits. So the two that he mentions right there is salvation and healing. Salvation and healing. Salvation and healing. Happened the same weekend. Salvation and healing. Salvation and healing. Don't take one without the other. And don't take the other without the one. You can't. You've got to take the first and then the second comes with it. It's part of the package deal. And God is a God of healing. One, as I said, one of his compound names is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the healer. Amen. That's one of his names. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And then, you know, in Philemon 1 verse 6, it says in that, it says, your faith becomes effectual by you acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. My faith becomes effectual by acknowledging. Amen. Acknowledging every good thing that's in me in Christ. You see, in me without Christ ain't no good thing. In Christ, every good thing. And I look at the good things in Christ that he brings to my life at salvation. The benefits. Amen. And so you've got to focus on all the good things in your life in Christ. There's healing, there's restoration, there's addiction freedom, there's protection, there's joy, there's peace. There's everything you need, direction, everything. But today we're just focusing on healing. Amen? Amen. Amen. So benefit number one, he what? He forgives all my sins. Say, he forgave me. Amen. Say, I am forgiven. That's kind of crazy sometimes to say, I have been forgiven. He redeemed us. He saved our lives from all of my sins. He cleansed us. He made us brand new. And the other thing is, he healed me from all sickness and disease that's out there. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
It's already taken care of. Say it. It's already taken care of. 2,000 years ago. You see, we've got to get to a place where we actually get a revelation of the fact that it's done. It's not going to be done. People say to me, I know God's going to heal me. Well, I had someone say, I know God's going to save me. And I said, when are they going to save you? I don't know when he saves me. No, when you receive him. He's made salvation available. I have to receive salvation. I have to go and do what the Bible says, confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. If I do that, I get salvation. So salvation's available, but I've got to go and receive it. Healing is available, but I've got to go and receive it. And the way you receive it is the same way you got into heaven. Listen, how do you get into the kingdom? He said, if you believe in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he said, if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved.
That's right.
So you believe it and you speak it. I get into heaven. Now I'm in heaven and I want to operate a different way. Why? Why? You operate in the kingdom language of God. You believe and you say it. You believe it and you speak it.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.